I'm waiting on the line now, Mitch, who doesn't like the way that we've been talking about the Liberal Party. You know, the election is May 21. Campaigning has begun. I thought we were just sort of taking a lighter look at things. I didn't think we had done anything untoward. But we want to give him his time to say what he feels. We've got Turby from Derby on the line now. Morning, Turby.
Yeah, boys, thank you so much for having me on the show to share my opinion. You know, I often laugh. It's about time that white South Africans such as myself were given a platform in Australia, because usually people only give us, you know, jobs presenting the news, business loans, housing approvals, travel permits, or literally anything else we ask for. So this really means a lot. I haven't got much time. I'm just between two croissants at my local sports club. But my name is Turby van Housenberg. But everyone at the tennis club calls me Turby from Derby. I come from SA, or South Africa, as you call it. It's a country that started off as Pauline Hanson's dream and then ended up her worst nightmare. I live in Joondalup, of course. That's where we are kept because it's the closest similarity to back home in the sense that it's civilization, but there is not a police officer in sight. Well, I mean, they answer my calls, but, you know, not the others. I live in a lovely six-bedroom property with my four beautiful Steffies and two so-so looking children that, you know, you can't believe are either brother and sister or in a relationship. You could never tell with South Africans, eh? Say what you will about genetic diversity, we probably won't hit it because of the defects. But look, boys, I have a bit of a jerky to chew with you. It seems your station has a lot of bad things to say about the Liberal Party, which is particularly disappointing to come from two private school-looking boys such as yourself, yeah? But I want to tell you, do not be disheartened. The Liberals still care about you. Like I tell my children every day before their breakfast biltong, you can't have a trust fund without trust, okay?
Yes.
And, you know, a huge inheritance built off slavery and probably a diamond mine. But the trust thing too, yeah? So I'm here to tell you the great things the Liberal Party has done for white South Africans such as myself. They have allowed in every South African who ever wanted to come to Australia since Mandela was voted in. We were treated as real refugees escaping a terrible situation and were allowed to come straight into the country with all the support we needed. The government just said that we were essential au pairs to take care of Barnaby Joyce's secret families. And before people start saying, oh, how come we got to jump the queue when so many refugees are languishing in indefinite prison on detention centers? Well, perhaps they should have thought about being white before they came here. So, look, here's another thing you might not realize about West Australia. The Liberals have employed literally all of us into the WA police force. Something about our ability to profile means we are exactly what the WA police look for in their offices. You know, we don't beat around the bush unless the bush is homeless, eh? That's some South African humor for you. Look, guys, vote for the Liberals, you know, and you too can experience all the great things we have in this country. And if you don't believe me, walk up to any South African and ask them. Just don't speak until spoken to, you know, and do not make eye contact and, you know, clear our tables when you are done. Yeah, we are not the bad guys here. OK, we are not, you know, Gryffindor in Harry Potter. No. South Africans are the good guys. We are Slytherin, you know, purebred people who take what they want and look out for themselves. You know, that is why Harry Potter is such a cautionary tale of what happens when you try to help people by bringing in order like Voldemort was trying to do. So please, to any other white South Africans like me listening to the radio in their BMW today, into their way to work as a WA police officer, just remember, Mandela would have hated the Liberals, which is why we vote for them. So I hope you boys have a lucky morning, eh? Stick to your studies and maybe one day, you know, you too can be given your parents' company from nepotism and really succeed in this life. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Turby.
I have to go. Okay. Cha-cha, baba.